This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in, toll free. Take control of the airwaves here as we launch into the third hour of the show. You can dial in at toll free number 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I don't own any stock in Amazon. I don't owe them anything.
Yeah, what I totally forgot to make that disclaimer because yeah. we've been going off on them like, well, almost a whole hour.
Well, I mean, we've been looking at this proposal, this pitch for Amazon Delivery Service Partners, and looking at it from the sort of the perspective of, could this kill the Postal Service? Because Amazon is basically the Postal Service's number one client. Wouldn't you say that's true at this point?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely are sending a load of packages constantly through the Postal Service. And if they do their own delivery service, if Amazon cuts out 90%, I mean, I don't know what this would cut out, right? Because obviously there's only so many of these franchises available, and maybe they won't cover the most rural. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to cover 100% of the United States. But it's going to be a huge chunk, a huge hit to the revenues in the Postal Service, which I wouldn't be sad to see take that hit and have, you know, private companies absorb that
unless they have tested the waters and they see what's coming with these retirements of all these employees, and they know that something, you know, dire is going to happen in the next year or two, where there's not going to be the employees to deliver their packages, except in the remote rural regions like here where we're at.
You think Amazon knows that
the Postal Service
is going to dry up as far as
employees? I think they might sense it.
So, you know, this is a big story, right? Like, this isn't just your average business opportunity, right? There's 1,000 business opportunities right there, right now, you know, at your fingertips. There's a zillion websites that want you to work for them, and, you know, work from home, set your own hours. There's a zillion of these things. But this is different. This is pretty special. Because
this has become a part of our society.
Amazon's huge. So, like I said, I don't own stock in Amazon. I like a lot of what they do. I like the fact that Amazon has made it easy for people to sell things on the internet.
Yep.
And they've made it easy to buy things on the internet. All kinds of things, including now even like grocery items. So, I mean, there's a lot I like about what Amazon's done. I think that some of their business practices leave a lot to be desired. You know, obviously we're still a little butthurt over them cutting us off after more than a decade of sending them business to their Amazon, the program that we were part of, the affiliates or associates program. Although, to be fair, they have not cut us from the Great Britain and Canadian versions of those affiliates programs. But we never talk about it, and we hardly ever got anybody buying through those, so we really don't really get anything from those. But Mark's theory was they cut us because we were actually sending them a good amount of business, and they figured they'd make more money if they just got rid of the account. They figured everybody would keep ordering from them anyway, which they probably would, right? Like, you know, we didn't say, you need to boycott Amazon, and we wouldn't say that because you should get things where you should get them for the cheapest, right? And that's still Amazon.
That's my business model.
Right. So, I mean, we didn't attack Amazon or anything. It was just like, oh, that's what happened. We're done.
And you know what? One day, they're going to fail.
But now they're advertising with us with the Blink Home Security
System.
They're
trying. Well, there you go. But, I mean, when they're going to fail, as in all things come to an end.
Oh, of course. I mean, Woolworths used to be the number one retailer, right, a long time ago. And probably half of our audience, you know, under the age of 50 or 45 or 40 or whatever, probably doesn't even know that name.
Yeah, but right now they are the established business model that works. And having a store on Main Street in Keene doesn't necessarily work any longer.
No, it really doesn't.
If you want to sell your product, you have to get yourself out there and sell to the entire world. Well, at least the entire country
It's a global marketplace, for
sure. It makes sense. And, you know, one day it'll be a different business model. Or we might all be living in caves again in 40 years.
I think it's interesting to look at this pitch here where Amazon is saying that you could get into this. It was essentially a franchise operation for delivery.
It's not a franchise in it that you are not an Amazon employee. So you don't actually use their I guess
no. Using their logo.
Yeah, but you don't have to use their trucks. You don't have to use their uniforms. You don't have to use their scanners. So in that way, you would be a completely independent private contractor.
Mm.
So I guess it's kind of quasi franchise, and then it's different levels of how deep you take it. To what extent you work for them?
According to the story here at GeekWire, where they've done a fairly in-depth analysis of this business opportunity, it says here the total revenue potential will be $1 million to $4.5 million once a company reaches critical mass. One early delivery service business owner who took part in an Amazon pilot program says the impact of that revenue has been meaningful. Now, this is an interesting name here. He's an immigrant from Nigeria. Ola Olua Abimbola, an immigrant from Nigeria.
Some guy from Nigeria. Yeah. Stop butchering his name.
We'll call him OB.
OB.
From Nigeria, who previously drove in the Amazon Flex delivery program for individual contractors, has hired 40 people in the first 5 months at his package delivery company in Aurora, Colorado. OB said at the Amazon unveiling, he says, we don't have to make sales pitches for loads every day or go to a job board and start nitpicking on what to do. He says there's constant work every day. All we have to do is show up. There's always work to do. Great steady income. He says it's been fantastic. According to GeekWire, the bottom line is once established, a delivery business could realize annual profits of $75,000 to $300,000 if it's successful. And if Amazon's projections are accurate.
Yeah, keyword, successful.
Those financial estimates are where some delivery and logistics veterans are focusing their attention. An Austin-based former FedEx route manager, Tony DiNetto, said, I think there's a massive opportunity here, but only for the right person. So he's a former route manager who brokers the purchase and sale of delivery routes and has analyzed the Amazon program on his Route Tycoon delivery business consulting site. DiNetto acknowledges that he's biased toward the value of FedEx.
Is that the name of his company, or
yes.
Is that like an app that he runs? Because that's great.
It's his consulting site.
Route Tycoon.
Route Tycoon.
Love that. It's like you enter all your addresses in at the beginning of the morning, and it just routes. By the way, these apps do exist, but that would probably be one of them.
This is a business consulting site.
Where you enter all your routes in.
It's not the same.
You hit OK, and it will route the best.
That's not what he's doing.
Okay, yeah, well. Okay.
He's a consultant. DiNetto acknowledges that he's biased towards FedEx Ground's contract business over other delivery operations because, again, he's formerly with FedEx. However, the comparison to FedEx Ground does provide important context for Amazon's new initiative. The, quote, massive opportunity, unquote, comes from the low startup expenses, a fraction of the cost of, say, acquiring an established FedEx Ground route. DiNetto, who closely tracks data on FedEx contract business sales, estimates the average FedEx contractor controls between 5 to 15 routes on a daily basis.
Oh, that's the other thing I forgot to mention. They're going to, most likely, just like the FedEx routes, these routes are going to be sold off, and they're going to be in high demand. So you're going to have monopoly, basically, and you're going to have to keep it.
Right. You've got to.
Against the competition. So, I mean, this could be... We could have like turf wars, like Amazon turf wars, where we're doing battle with other couriers.
Amazon claims that after 11 weeks, you can have 20 or more routes. So this claims the FedEx contractors have between 5 to 15 on a daily basis. Acquisition costs average between $700,000 and $950,000 to buy a business consisting of multiple FedEx ground routes. So that's a huge difference, right? Like if you want to get into a delivery business... FedEx, you're going to be laying out more than $750,000 to do that, mm-hmm. whereas Amazon's claiming it could be as little as $10,000. However, the ultimate earnings potential doesn't look nearly as strong. DiNetto points to Amazon's best-case scenario of $300,000 in profits on 40 routes, full capacity under the initial structure of their delivery service partner program. That's $7,500 in annual profits per route. In contrast, he said many contractors operating independent FedEx ground delivery business can make $25,000 to $30,000 in annual profits per route, more than three times as much. In other words, by those numbers, Amazon is following its tradition of asking its partners to be comfortable with lower profit margins to take part in its meteoric growth. We relayed this profit comparison to Amazon, but the company declined to speculate on the profit potential of an Amazon delivery business as compared to the FedEx program. To be sure, the definition of route may vary depending on the situation, and it's tricky to make an apples-to-apples comparison between an established program and one just getting off.
He's using a lot of food metaphors in this article.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll get to your calls coming up here. You can share your thoughts with whatever's on your mind here. And then we'll talk about video games coming up here on Free Talk. And controversy, of course.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. I'm not going to share the full story from GeekWire because it's really, you know, in-depth on this Amazon Delivery Partners program. There's still a few points worth drawing out here, because we did speculate a little bit about, you know, how far reaching will this program be, where Amazon's, you know, basically giving people the opportunity to create their own franchise delivery opportunities, where they'll drive around Amazon Prime branded vans wearing Amazon logoed, you know, clothing. And you know, we were speculating that this might kill the postal service. Does look like initially
no,
they're going to be in specific populated areas,
yep.
Right? So
just like the flex drivers.
I'm looking at a map here where it shows, are there opportunities near me? And then they show you, you know, of course, there's a bunch of them in California. There's a bunch of them on the East Coast. Florida is loaded up. Only a portion of Texas, Illinois, and sort of the Great Lakes region. But there's nothing in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, Idaho. So there's several states, New Mexico even, nothing there. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi. These are states with nothing. Iowa, nothing at all for these Amazon delivery partners things. So that's still going to be a lot of packages going to a lot of places that'll be delivered by FedEx and the Postal Service and all that. But regardless, it is interesting to look at this. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want, although I do want to let you know about the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012.
Yeah, Ron Paul's still alive, by the way.
He's amazing. He's doing great work still. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Speaking of Ron Paul, he's one of the guests that has appeared on the Tom Woods Show. And also Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. They've covered topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. In fact, Tom has been doing his Tom Woods Show every single weekday since September of 2013, which means he's logged in almost 1,200 episodes so far. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue, Mortified Penguin is on the line on Skype. Hello, Penguin.
Hey, Ian Conan. Hey. I really wanted to comment after listening in the first hour. I'm going to be honest with you. I was kind of taken aback with some of the talk about Trump and Russia.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, you were asking because you don't really follow the story, and I'm kind of, you know, I've just been hearing about it so much, I've kind of gotten a lot of the details. So there's no reason to minimize what Russia did and their negative intent. Whatever your opinions are on like the institutions and on Democrats and Hillary,
allegedly,
what did they allegedly do?
Well, there's two different concepts. The first you have to realize is the collusion, which is the investigation happening over here involving colluding.
How long have they been investigating that? A year and a half now?
Yeah, I don't know about that much because there's not apparently any hard evidence.
But before you go on, when you say collusion, you mean somebody in the Russian government got together with somebody in the Trump campaign and said, "We want to help you, and here's how we can help"?
That's one of the options.
That's the collusion?
Yeah. Yeah, basically somebody on this side of the water and somebody over there, you know, we're basically the idea of colluding, and that's a lot more tenuous. There's no evidence of any meaningful, you know, substantive collusion that worked out. I mean, there were contacts and this and that, but separate from that, there's just actions coming from Russians and Russia that did apparently happen. I mean, of course, you question everything, you trust but verify. But as far as we know, there's two types of interference that were apparently done. So Russian military intelligence, GRU, we know, has run for decades, elite, top-level hackers. I mean, you can remember in like 96 or whatever, GoldenEye, they had the hackers in the Russian, their military intelligence, you know, hacking the Pentagon and all that. And they've been doing that every day, every year for decades. And,
what are the allegations in this particular case that were, you know, how are these hackers helping, the Donald Trump campaign, or like, what were they supposedly doing?
supposedly, this is the one thing where they, apparently the new claim is, I don't know about this, but it's very specific, but when Trump said, go and find those emails, Russia, apparently they hacked Hillary Clinton's server the same day. Now, I don't know how that timeline works, but they were after, they hacked both parties, and they just collected information to use at a later date, at their whim.
How do you know they did that?
That's apparently the report from the intelligence agency.
What makes you believe that that's true?
What makes you believe anything's true? That's
right. I don't believe it. When the government says something, I don't believe it.
They're working within their best interest.
Right. When the government says, we found evidence of Russian hacking. Well, there's no way to prove that claim. I mean, there's no reason why they couldn't have planted that evidence in the first place. Same thing with the Ross Ulbricht trial.
Well, the documents they released are the evidence of some of it. Of course, all the documents they didn't release.
The documents who released?
They were released to WikiLeaks, I should say.
Where's the evidence that came from the Russians?
Just saying, that's what the allegations are.
There are allegations.
Okay, I am leaning on Occam's razor on this one, and it's the easiest option came from within. It came from an
internal DNC.
It came from a Democrat employee who was a little frustrated with
this
situation.
Who wanted to sink Hillary, right?
Who was a Bernie boy.
Yeah.
And he didn't like who was being promoted, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to help Bernie out.
Yeah.
And then what did it get him? Got him shot twice in the back.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know about any specific... instance of that, but I do know that apparently the Russian military intelligence did try to hack the voter voting system, and interestingly enough, the reason they weren't successful is because the American voting system is apparently extremely resilient because there is no centralized voting system. Each individual county and locale, manages their own voter rolls.
Right. So how do you know they tried to hack the voting system?
Well, that's what the allegations are from the intelligence.
Those are just allegations.
Once again, our security system that is set up to protect us, only really promoting its own health, saying all these things. And by the way, every single thing that has been hacked or any glitch that has happened in the past, forever, it's always been, those pesky Russians have hacked us again, or those pesky North Koreans have hacked us again, and it was really some malware on some dude's laptop it's so much nonsense that what can you believe?
I'm not being persuaded. I mean, you've trotted out these claims as though they were true, but when we've put the screws to you, you've been like, oh, well, those are just the allegations. Oh, well, that's what the intelligence
And that's all
says.
I was saying. They're all allegations. And they've had a year and a half to mull this over, and guess what? They still haven't brought any hard evidence to the table that says this is actually what happened.
Right. You want Mortified Penguin, if you got more to say, hang on. We'll let you continue, because, you said you were upset at us for the initial conversation we had about this, and... I don't see any real proof here at all. I see some bureaucrats making claims, but why would anybody who's paid attention to politicians and bureaucrats believe these people? It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump now says he misspoke in Helsinki when he said he didn't see any reason why it would be Russia that interfered in the 2016 election. He says he meant to say wouldn't instead of would.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But then, in his effort to clarify the statement, he added it could be other people too. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the backtrack only serves Russian President Vladimir Putin.
What is President Putin going to take out of the president's actions today? That the man is weak, that he's afraid, that he's cowardly, and that Putin will feel that he can take even further advantage of Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And don't forget about CryptoTip.org right now. You can go and print out as many tips as you want. These are
just the tip.
Business card-sized printable cryptocurrency tips. You choose the amount on the tip and the number of them you want to print. So I did 6 the other day. And you get email notifications when your tips are actually redeemed. So if somebody wants to, somebody you tipped actually claims the crypto on the tip, you'll find out about it. If they don't claim the crypto, you don't have to worry. You get the crypto back because these things have an expiration date. You also get to choose when they expire. It's a pretty slick little device, and it's a great little outreach tool. It works very well. Go to CryptoTip.org. It's right now Dash only while it's in beta, and we may be adding more cryptos to it later on. CryptoTip.org. Try it out. It works great. And there's no additional cost unless you want to donate to the site's administrator, which is the programmer, Michael Hampton, who does awesome work. So CryptoTip.org. As we continue here, Mortified Penguin on the line in Virginia, calling with allegations, unproven allegations, but allegations that the Russian government had so-called meddled in the election. You mentioned possible hacking of Hillary Clinton's servers, potential hack of which failed on various different election systems, because there is no one election system. So you've sort of speculated on some things here, but there doesn't really seem to be a whole lot of evidence.
Well, yes, and to be honest with you, all my life since I was a young child, I've always heard of the Russian hack, and that's just something they do, and I assume that it happened. It's not, I don't have any direct evidence of that.
You know what happens when you assume.
Well, I mean, but Occam's razor says that if they have the power, then all, obviously the United States does it to other countries, and any country with the capabilities are constantly attacking each other's and prepping each other's networks.
Just to be clear, we're not. It's these agencies that just have too much power at their disposal who are not working on our behalf. They are working to better their own personal health.
Right. I mean, if the U.S. government's elections are so easily manipulated, then why should anybody trust them at all? Why? I just don't understand why this is even an issue. If the Russian government actually did hack Hillary's email server, so what's that have to do with anything, really? And if they revealed some truth to people, am I supposed to get mad about that? I think we ought to thank them.
That is the most ironic part about this entire story, is that the leaks were actually pinpointing the actual problem within our own country. It was pinpointing the real criminals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm actually thankful.
Whoever it was.
If they actually did it.
Yeah.
But I think the guy is dead, and so we really can't thank him.
If it was that guy. And then again, that's only part of it. Yeah, I'm familiar with that whole idea, and you brought it up. I haven't heard that in a while, actually. And believe me, I'm not want to discount that kind of thing. But then the other category of interference was honestly something that I'm more concerned with, because it's a lot more difficult. It's a lot newer. And that is, you know, all the bots and accounts on social media and the whole fake news, all that mess, you know. That's real. I mean, it just shows that people were spending millions of dollars and all those man hours and all that programming time to do that. Like,
is the claim
that the Russian
government had a bunch of bots on social media?
Sharing stories and spreading stories, retweeting and liking them.
Spreading a lot of memes.
So a lot of
anti-Hillary memes.
So this is more speculation, evidence?
No, I think this has been tracked by non-governmental sources.
I think they were able to track money coming from Russia in the form of Bitcoin and stuff. But I mean, that is easily enough to manipulate to set up, money deliveries from
money coming from Russia going where? Where was it going to?
I'm assuming Facebook to pay for ads.
Doesn't take Bitcoin. So, unconcerned. If Russia wants to go set up a bunch of, or anybody wants to go set up a bunch of bots on the internet, who cares? It's just people posting things on the internet. The idea that that's somehow meddling with it. Our elections have been meddled with because somebody put a website online.
Ian, if you had put together those memes, those pictures with words on them, saying how much you didn't like Hillary, it would have been all right, because you're an American citizen. You might not be able to get away with it, but one of our neighbors probably could get away with it. But this is done by Russia.
Everybody should be free to have an opinion.
And they hate democracy.
And express an opinion on the internet.
Ian would at least tell the truth. Ian would at least put something with some truth and some meaning instead of potentially false rumors.
Because they're claiming that Putin wants to destroy our democracy. He wants to actually tear down our way of government, and so does Ian.
Yeah, I would love to see that's why I like RT. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mortified Penguin. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to your calls on the regular phone lines, where we have Bob calling us from Needles, California, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, a couple things on this. First of all, on Trump, he said he didn't know about the timeline. Trump asked the Russians to provide Hillary's emails. The server had already been leak-bitted and given to...
How do you know Trump asked the Russians to do that?
He said it at the summit.
During the Democratic Convention, what he said was he made a joke about the Russians have Hillary's emails. Why don't they give us an insight into what she... The FBI says they can't get them, but the Russians have them, so...
Hmm.
You know, he actually said that, and it was a joke for the most part.
Or was it?
Well, yeah. But the thing is, he did. Even if we knew they had him, he wasn't asking them, "Hey, go out and hack her email account," because she'd already destroyed the whole thing. So the timeline there, him asking them to do it, is always one of these red herrings. The other thing about collusion is we do have absolute positive, proof positive of collusion during the election between Hillary Clinton and foreign powers.
Yep, uranium.
Not to mention Hillary Clinton and the DNC.
No. Steele from England went to Russia and talked to the Russians to get the Steele dossier on Trump. Hillary paid for that. Hillary paid for him to go to Russia and talk to Russians, communists, about getting the dirt on Trump. So that's collusion. Also, Hillary had one of her aides, and again, this is all admitted by the DNC. She went to the Ukrainian embassy, and they offered to supply information about Donald Trump.
Fair's fair when it comes to politics. You know, I mean, go ahead, dig up the dirt.
Hillary Clinton, Clinton has colluded with two foreign governments, at least, maybe three.
But Hillary was the anointed one. I mean, everyone loves Hillary. It's just the great orange emperor here.
Of course she would project, right? Like, if she's done these things, she's going to blame other people for doing the exact same thing.
Actually, if I have a theory, one of my theories going back to Bill Clinton's impeachment was that the Democrats do project. They were calling, I don't know if you remember, they were calling that this was a big, takeover of the government, even though if they had
so close. It was a coup?
Soft coup. And they were claiming that this was all a big plot, and somehow or other they were going to get Al Gore out, and that was going to turn the Republican member, whoever that Speaker of the House was at the time, he was going to be...
Was it Gingrich?
No. Let's see. The guy from Louisiana dropped out. I forget. Hassert from Illinois. That's right.
Hassert, this is ancient history
I have a hard time remembering last week.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But anyway, when they were going to impeach Nixon, the Democrats were actually going to try to slow walk Ford's vice presidential pick to replace Nelson Rockefeller so that when they...
Hold that thought, Bob. You got a long story here. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue in moments.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Get on in these remaining moments. If you dial now, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And we do have a Discord chat. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in there. There are callers to the show, people who never call the show, and some of the hosts that hang out in the Discord, and it's free. There are different channels in which you can discuss different topics, and there's the channel called Free Talk Live, where our listeners tend to hang out during the show. But again, the server's there 24/7, so go and enjoy for free over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, we've been talking about, or we're back around to the Trump thing. So we started the show out with Trump, talked about the Amazon delivery service thing that they're going to try to compete with the Postal Service in the second hour of the show, and then Mortified Penguin brought us back around to the Trump topic. That's where Bob in Needles, California, left us. You were telling us some kind of story, Bob, about Gerald Ford. I missed kind of the point of where you were going.
Yeah, I heard something about Bill Clinton first.
Later on, well, the thing with Nixon, when they were going to impeach Nixon, they were going to move Ford up because Rockefeller had died. They were going to move Ford up to VP. But the Democrats actually were talking about, hey, if we just go ahead and not give us a VP, when we impeach Nixon, the Democratic Speaker of the House will become president. And they actually talked about that for quite a long time. And but Nixon slow walked everything, so, you know, his impeachment or the trial, that they had to have a vice president, so they went along with it. Later on, when they did it, when they impeached Bill Clinton, the Democrats were talking about how this was a slow coup, and what they were trying to do was do exactly what they had done. Tried to do to Nixon 20 or 30 years earlier. So I was just agreeing with you that most of the time when I hear Democrats complain about this happening or that happening, or the Republicans doing such and such, I say, oh, that's what they've been up to.
Yeah, it's a page out of their own playbook.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
Bob, thanks for calling tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
I've got to disagree with some parts of what that previous caller was saying. There, some of his facts weren't quite straight. You know, if you look at the history of how the Soviet Union came about, and I think I've told you this before, when the ruble fell apart, this is 1991, Soviet Union collapses, their money is totally worthless, big money of the world zoomed in and just bought everything up. So the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and CIA and the dark, you know, the heroin dealers and the smugglers, they all moved in on the former Soviet Union, bought up all the roads, all of the apartments, all the farms, all the factories. And the average person didn't know how to deal with, you know, some new boss just jamming their way in. And since the Soviet Union is 11 time zones, I mean, that is a lot of looting. It's just, it's a fantastic amount of looting. So Putin is basically dealing with a whole bunch of pirates. And, you know, he's doing a balancing act of pirates. And if you go to the original, you know, Mussolini and a guy named Rocco were the first guys to come up with the concept of fascism. And it was a round table. And that you would have all of these monopolies sitting at the round table, and the people could still elect a guy. And it was to the advantage of the people to elect a smart guy, but it was to the advantage of the monopolies to make sure that they elected an idiot. And, you know, an idiot gives away the store, a smart guy gets something back from all of these monopolies. So the Soviet Union, or the Russia today, is somewhere similar to that. They do have a smart guy, but he, you know, who is Trump bargaining with? Trump, I've mentioned before, Trump has a whole lot of dirty money, you know, money laundering ties to all over the world, organized crime ties of money laundering, and a certain amount of it comes through from Russia. And in fact, I don't know if you all have talked about, you know, the Supreme Court justice that just retired, Kennedy.
Now, how do you know that Trump has money, you know, coming in from Russia?
He's a billionaire, right?
His son has already mentioned it, that the biggest amount of their condos are sold through Russia. And his condos are basically poker chips for organized crime. They're money laundering assets. That if you want to get some collateral, you buy a Trump Tower condo, and then you can consider that, you know, on your credit card. The appreciation value, the collateral value, it's dirty money, it's cash money, you know, and Felix Sater, I mean, there, you look at the story of Felix Sater, and his ties to, he was a sales guy for Trump Towers. There's also a Trump Tower down in, not the New Hebrides.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I mean, it's not implausible to believe that Trump would have connections to Russian gangsters
whatever. And I, of course, have heard the same idea that Putin has been doing, basically going to war with a lot of, you know, robber barons, everyone who's come in there and bought up everything. He's been trying to keep the country stable.
Well, that's an interesting point, because I've heard the same, too, and that he's, you know, whether or not he's secretly a communist and he's trying to get things back for the people of Russia. I mean, in my eyes, when you see the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, they said there were 600,000 homeless people in Moscow during a Moscow winter. All of the apartment buildings were bought up and everybody was evicted. I mean, just imagine 600,000 homeless people in a Moscow winter, you know, 20 below zero or something.
If I was the power that be, I would be afraid to have a mob like that walking around, because that's how things get burnt down.
No doubt. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, consider me, you know, unconcerned. I think that all of these people are connected to organized crime. I mean, so Trump versus Hillary. You're talking about, you know, Hillary, there are allegations that she was involved in cocaine distribution out of the MENA, Arkansas airport back in the day. And that's why her and Bill Clinton are connected to all these murders, these unsolved, questionable, really weird circumstances, murders where people turn dead.
There's a list. Yeah. There's a big, long list. So, I mean, but, you know, anybody who hasn't actually creating a product like Bezos, who we've been talking about all evening. All of these guys are suspect. Because they've got to be into something to make that, to be billionaires, to be making as much money as they are. unless they're actually providing a product for the customer. And even those guys, you know, like Gates, you know, there's no telling what he might be into.
So, story from iHeartMedia on one of their radio station sites, actually WRKO, or one of our affiliates. Mother issues warning after daughter's avatar gang raped in popular game. North Carolina mother was shocked and disgusted.
I am shocked and disgusted to hear that this proclamation. It's hurting my bones.
Her daughter's avatar in a popular children's game was, quote, violently gang raped, unquote, by two other people in a public playground. Well, can you really call that a gang rape? Of the online game, Amber Peterson described the shocking incident in a Facebook post, which included screenshots of what happened. The experience left Peterson so shaken that she wondered if she should allow her precious seven-year-old daughter to have access to a screen ever again, unquote. Peterson explained her daughter, Brooklyn, was playing a game called Roblox on her mother's iPad. Roblox is an interactive online gaming platform that allows users to create avatars and play each other in various games of their own creation. It kind of looks like Lego-like, almost the characters do. Amber said that she and her husband were uneasy about letting their daughter play the game, but after adjusting the security and privacy settings to the highest levels, they decided to let her try it. Their daughter fell in love with the game and would play it whenever she would get the chance, even while her mother read stories to her. Hey, Mom, I got a hint for you here. If you're reading a story to your daughter and she's playing a video game, she's probably not paying attention to your story.
That's key.
One morning, while Amber was reading to Brooklyn, she abruptly stopped playing the game and showed her mother the iPad. Quote, all of a sudden, she stopped me from reading and showed me her screen. At first, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. My sweet and innocent daughter's avatar was being violently gang raped on a playground by two males. A female observer approached them and proceeded to jump on her body at the end of the act. Then the three characters ran away, leaving my daughter's avatar laying on her face in the middle of the playground. Peterson spoke with WRAL and explained that it was personal because her daughter invested so much time and money into creating her avatar. And she goes on to complain about, you know, how she was in this game and it's really hurtful.
Is this the new frontier, Ian, of, you know, that going back to caveman times where you know
people are acting out,
go into these virtual realities and people are still acting like monkeys?
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, look, this is, I wish we had more time to talk about it, because it is kind of an interesting subject, the idea that people are in these video games, and people will behave badly when they are anonymous.
Watch Westworld.
It's a great show.
People go to Westworld to act out their fantasies.
That's what's happening here. And, you know, you can't keep somebody off of one of these platforms. You have no idea how old the players are.
Sounds like someone wants to create a new law.
So,
these people.
You don't want your kids experiencing that? Don't let them go online with gaming. But good luck.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.